How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, this is not a drill, and I am not being hyperbolic. I want to bring some attention to the Republicans' plan to steal the midterm election through aggressive gerrymandering in a few key red states. We've been talking about a lot of important news over the past week relating to Epstein, relating to lawsuits, and we will continue to talk about that. But this is something that we need to relentlessly be covering and make sure every single American is understanding, because Republicans trying to take power away from the people is nothing new. Gerrymandering in and of itself is nothing new, but the way that they're trying to do it mid-cycle is aggressive. It should be illegal. And we will call it stealing the election. So usually, every decade, we do a census to redistrict maps. But they are trying to do a mid-decade push to relentlessly redistrict in multiple states, starting in Texas, to create 3 new seats, 5 new seats, maybe even 7 to 10 new seats, which would give them the edge and make Trump maintain control of the House. Jasmine Crockett, who is from Texas, one of the best representatives out there, but easily one of the best in Texas, came out and talked about this, directly exposed this, but let's just lay the groundwork, because the good news is Democrats are punching back. Democrats are plotting their counterpunch. And just to back up, there would be no need to aggressively gerrymander and steal the election if you just had popular policies in the first place, if you weren't covering up the sexual abuse of children, number one, if you didn't break every single promise you made, number two, then maybe you wouldn't have to literally redistrict so aggressively that the midterms are already pre-fixed. Now, there are ways we can stop this. There are ways we can actually beat this, but let's just start here. House Democrats are actively preparing for a political trench warfare against the GOP in next year's midterm battle, with talks taking shape behind the scenes to mount a counterattack against Donald Trump's power play in Texas that aims to cement GOP control of Washington for the rest of his second term. It started off with Gavin Newsom talking a little bit about it, but then House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and his political team have begun privately shaping a legally risky and very expensive strategy to redraw House maps in several Democratic-controlled states in an attempt to punch back against the MAGA redistricting. This is us playing by their rules. I often think of norms in a democracy like consent. You can't have consent if only one party is taking or is consenting. Then it's not consent anymore. In the same way, you can't have norms when only one side is following the norms. When Democrats repeatedly follow the norms and Trump tries to steal the 2020 election, tries to remove birthright citizenship via executive order, he steps all over the Constitution, then yeah, Democrats have to start to play how they are playing. And I'm not saying we should like burn or spit on the Constitution like they are, but we should be willing to do some trench warfare. I mean, just think about it. Back in 2020, Trump tried to steal the election in 3 different ways, 5 different ways, even before January 6th. He had a fake elector scheme. He called officials and pressured them. He tried to declare victory the night of, and when none of that worked, he stormed the Capitol. What they're doing here is honestly just a more insidious, legally sound version of that. And I'm not saying it's legally sound because I want it to happen. I'm just saying they're trying to exploit certain loopholes to gerrymander the hell out of this. It's a clear attempt to retaliate against the GOP's aggressive redistricting effort to boot out as many as 5 Democrats in Texas, a move that will get publicly underway this week and one with the potential to give Republicans a major leg up in their fight to keep control of the House. It's not just a major leg up, it is absurdity. Let's watch Jasmine Crockett, who is from Texas, breaking this exact thing down in a very, very satisfying way.
What would happen if they gerrymandered? Can you talk on that? Thank you.
Yeah, so first of all, it hasn't quite been said clearly that Texas has always been found to be intentionally discriminatory. And so I want y'all to understand the makeup of my state. The state is a majority-minority state. And what this legislature historically has done is what they plan to do again, is to dilute the voices of people of color in order to make sure that they can get to where they're trying to go. We saw this Department of Justice decided to put out a letter. And what did they do? We only have 4 seats that are represented by black folk, where the vast majority of the people that get to decide who they have represent them are black. They decided to attack 3 of the 4 seats that we have in the state. They decided to go after a Latina. They are specifically deciding to splinter the communities of common interest, as well as just blatantly say, we are going to dilute minority voices. So we know that the courts, ever since we've had a Voting Rights Act, have always found this state to be intentionally discriminatory. That is what they are going to do. So I need people of color to understand that the scheme of the Republicans has consistently been to make sure that they mute our voices so that they can go ahead and have an oversized say in this. So I fully anticipate that's exactly where they're going with this map. It's the only way to do it. We didn't understand how we got to the map that they gave us last time, because that state was grown by 95% people of color. They went out of their way to make sure that we got 0 new seats for people of color. So that's exactly what they're going to do this time.
Very well said by Jasmine Crockett, and that brings me perfectly to the next point. This is where it does get illegal. Now, gerrymandering in and of itself, for some odd reason, isn't technically illegal. Like, you're able to do that and redistrict and lock people out, but it only becomes illegal when you do it with the intention of racially discriminating or locking certain communities out of their vote, and that is what is happening here. It seems to be an intentional move to lock out minority voters in Texas and further give Republicans more seats in the House, even if those seats represent a constituency that was just pulled out of thin air not long ago. So, this now reads, quote, we have a responsibility of making sure that we look at every single state of the union and do what we can to ensure that we maximize fairness in those jurisdictions, said Akeem Jeffries. Some of the best and brightest lawyers in the country are looking at every single aspect of what's possible in these states. Obviously, Akeem Jeffries is somebody that we all have criticisms of. He does a good job sometimes, but it's good to see him taking action and punching back. This says, it's an extraordinary push from top Democrats who could soon embrace the kind of GOP tactics that Jeffries described as part of a scheme to rig the midterm elections. But as I said, we're not just like participating in this for fun. We are doing it because we are not playing on an even battleground. Right now, there is uneven warfare. The consent analogy works perfectly. You can't have one-sided consent and the other side not having consent. You can't have Republicans constantly, relentlessly breaking norm after norm after norm, and then Democrats following the playbook thinking that that's going to somehow return democracy. I say we go tit for tat. When Republicans are doing this, then we make sure we match their energy and ruin what they're doing. I also want to say there's a big chance that this could backfire in a pretty incredible way. If a lot of voters catch wind of this exact story, then there could be a huge blue wave, the likes of which we have never seen. Now, the onus is on us to kind of keep pushing this story. Over the past week, we've talked a lot about Epstein, and in a way, I think this, I wouldn't say it's more important than Epstein, but I think it's equally important. I think this is something that I'm going to make a video about every single day until the midterms, pushing back, making sure that House Democrats are also pushing back. And to continue, Texas Republicans and the Justice Department argue that the move is necessary over concerns that the maps are unconstitutional and racially gerrymandered. So they're trying to reverse the argument and say, oh, look, they're already gerrymandered. Quote, that's ridiculous. Akeem Jeffries is playing political games, the Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson told CNN. You know what's weird? His wording is, Akeem Jeffries is also playing political games. What do you mean also? So you're admitting that you are playing political games. So I just want to highlight one more time, the reason why this is so unusual and terrifying is because this is a mid-decade move. Usually, at the beginning of the decade, you try to do a census and then redistrict based off that. But they are doing this in the middle of the decade, randomly and aggressively, so that, you know, they can reclaim the House. Maybe if their policies were popular, they wouldn't have to do that. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos I make, drop a like, subscribe. I'm currently on a work trip in New York, so you'll see me in the hotel room for a bit. But either way, we'll keep pushing. I appreciate each and every single one of you. I am eternally grateful. I'll see you all later. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.